Welcome to the Femi Pod. These conversations are for women runners that go beyond running. Brought to you by your Femi founders, Lydia O'Donnell and Esther Kewen. Welcome back to the Femi Podcast for episode 118. It is good to be back. We've had a few weeks off now. Yes, lots been happening in our personal lives and we decided to take a little bit of a break. So great to be back.
Yeah, apologies for the little hiatus, but as Lyd said, things happened. So we had to take some time off, but yeah, it's really good to be back.
Yes, the reason we had a break over the last few weeks is my beautiful dad ended up passing away a couple of weeks ago now. So if you have been listening to the podcast over the last couple of years, you will be on this journey with me. But Dad was battling cancer for 4 years, and a couple of weeks ago, his journey ended, and it's been a really tough time. It's just loss is something that I believe we don't speak about enough. It's something that isn't incredibly unique. Like, we're all going to go through loss at some point, but it's pretty weird how it just doesn't get spoken about. Like, death, I feel like, is a taboo word and people just don't talk about it, even though we're all going to go through it at some point. So I've just been reading quite a lot and listening to podcasts about grief and loss and death. And anyway, it's been a huge journey and I'm incredibly sad, but at the same time relieved that my dad is in a safer place and is out of his suffering. So yes, that is why I actually took a few weeks off work and just kind of obviously spent time with my family and celebrated my beautiful dad's life. And yeah, it's maybe at some point we can do a full episode on loss, because I feel like it is definitely something that needs to get spoken about a lot. You know, it's not really related to running, but it is related to being human. And it's a crazy, weird topic that people just don't talk about. But yeah.
Anyway. People don't talk about it that much, and it's, I don't know, ignorance is bliss until it's not. I think that's where it comes from. Like, people are trying to stay away from the topic because it can be a hard one for a lot of people to talk about and face the reality of, with life comes death and loss and all that. So, but yeah, no, I agree. We should talk about it more, and maybe it'll get us to a place that we're more comfortable with it.
Definitely. I feel like I was definitely one of those people who walked around completely ignoring the fact that one day I'm going to die, never considered it, never thought about it. And then obviously watching my dad pass in the way that he did, particularly so slowly, really highlighted to me the fact that what we have today is finite and things are going to end at some point. And I think I just have become more comfortable to think about death and think about an end. Not saying that I ever want that to happen, but it is inevitable and it is going to happen. And so I think the last few weeks particularly, I've just been wow, it's crazy how little we speak about this, even though it's a reality for all of us. And that might sound really morbid and sad, but it is just life. Life, if we want life, we have to have death, and it all comes as one. But yeah. I think it's definitely a topic I want more people to discuss and feel comfortable to talk about, because I also think if you can actually face the fact that you're going to die one day, it allows you to live much fuller. And what is life if you're not living a really full, fun, happy, adventure chasing life, you know? And so, yeah.
If it encourages us to make the most of every moment, I think that's a huge win, because I think people, and I have in the past and stuff, just get into the monotony of life and ticking each day off, showing up, you know, doing the same stuff every single day. But routine is also good, so I don't know.
But it's true. I honestly feel that is how I've lived my life today, is monotonous, ticking things off. I've gotten a pretty exciting life, I have to acknowledge that. I do some really cool things and I'm really proud of the life that I have, but I also do feel I just get into a rhythm and you kind of don't know, float through life and don't really like stop to be like, shit, this is so cool. You know, you just get up and do it,
I
and
know.
Then
yeah.
go to sleep and then get up and
yeah.
do it again.
I've definitely been craving like more adventure because I am loving like reading like fantasy books at the moment with like these incredible like heroine women and like the stuff that they do and like the adventures that they go on and stuff. I'm like, yeah, that's so cool. And then like last weekend it made me like go and do all these things because I was like, yeah, I want to go out and like do heaps of stuff. And so I was like just spent like my entire day outside like going from one thing to the next, and it was like the most satisfying day ever. We got to make the most of it, eh? I think running is like such a cool tool for that because it's like you get outside, and even if it is like around your same area, you like, I don't know, you might experience a new, every day is unique, right? Like the sunrise might be stunning, or it might be like a little bit rainy and you're like running through the rain and it's like this adventure. Yeah, so running is a pretty cool tool to like, I don't know, tap into that adventurous side.
Yeah, see the world in a way that no one else gets to see, you know, like it's cool how running you get to explore things in the world and yourself and other people. Yeah, which is in a way quite unique compared to like other sports or forms of movement. So we are lucky, and running just, if you listen to our podcast about running through grief, like it definitely got me through this period of time so much.
Can you tell us,
here we
give
are.
Us an update on your running lids and yeah, how you've been able to run through, or if you've, you know, what are you going to do about your races planned and that sort of thing? Like, where are you at with your running?
Yeah, it's been like pretty tough over the last few weeks, particularly like with everything going on, trying to keep up the training in a really consistent way. Like I've definitely been able to run, but I think before Dad was in hospice, I was like in a really good place of like consistent training, relatively big mileage, getting some really solid speed sessions in, and being able to focus on all the like one percenters, which allowed me to do that, like all the things, sleep, nutrition, all of that. I was able to kind of control the environment around me until things went a little bit pear-shaped because Dad went into hospice, and then obviously his passing like really put a lot of emotional stress and pressure on me. And so I have definitely tried to take a bit of a step back and prioritize what actually matters, and looked at trying to look after myself in a way where I'm not trying to, you know, go out and do a hardcore speed session when I've only had a few hours sleep, or I feel really like weighed down with emotional stress and trying to go out and do like a 2 hour solid long run. So it has been quite hard over the last few weeks, and I've just been able to like run when I felt good, and when I haven't felt good, I have been okay to like take a day off. So I think that has changed, I guess, a few things for me. I was planning on doing and trying to qualify for the half marathon world champs at Ballarat in a few weeks. I think it's maybe like 4 or 5 weeks away, 4 weeks away, which I'm still going to race at the moment. That's my plan, is to still go and race, but I don't know if I'll be able to run to the level that I was hoping to before all of this happened. So to be honest, I'm okay with it. I feel like actually the World Half Marathon Champs is now being postponed, so maybe everything happens for a reason. But they were initially going to be in September in San Diego, and now they've changed them, and I don't think they've released a new date or place. So I think I have more time, which is nice. So yeah, I want to race in Ballarat and just see kind of where I'm at, but I'm not sure. It's hard because a few weeks ago, probably like 3 or 4 weeks ago, I did a 10K and like tempo on the track, and I ran 35 minutes, and I was like, cool, like if I can run that in a tempo by myself, then maybe I'm in like 33:30 shape or something, which I'd be pretty stoked with right now. And anyway, unfortunately, I feel like I've lost some of that, but I'm sure it'll come back to me in time. Right now, I am actually back in Sydney in Australia and living up in the Northern Beaches, but just in this really unique, beautiful setting called Pittswater. And it's like a ferry ride to get here. I live in a national park. It's incredibly beautiful and secluded, and the perfect place to be to like grieve and heal. And it's stunning, but it's also quite hard for running. So the national park is beautiful, and I've been doing a lot of trail running, and I will continue to do that in the weeks that I'm here. But it does make trying to run fast hard because there's just like no flat ground around here. Yeah, so a few days ago, I caught the ferry back to the mainland and did like a K rep session on like a flat trail, but it was still really hard. And I wouldn't say it was like a solid K rep session. It was just like, I mean, it's tough. You know, I feel like you've got to take into account the terrain you're running on, the like elevation you're running on. If there's twists and turns in your K's, like all of that does take an impact on your pace and your time. So, in all honesty, it probably wasn't that bad, but it just felt much slower because I'm not running on a track. But yeah, I'm just trying to like do what I can right now and enjoy running. And we obviously have so many exciting things happening in Sydney. In 2 weeks' time, we have the Nike After Dark Tour, which is a women's race, and there's thousands of women coming together to run a half marathon. And I'm just so pumped to be there to like coach and support all of the queens who are turning up to race. So there's lots to look forward to, and I'm just trying to like be patient with myself and my body at the moment, and just, as always, love running and enjoy it for my mental health.
Definitely with the K reps, you know, I was just thinking the terrain makes a huge difference. And then also you haven't really done that much speed and stuff. So I'm sure it'll come back quickly. You just gotta, like you say, you're doing everything right. If you push through real hard right now, after everything you've been through, like you might end up going a bit backwards rather than forward. So yeah, proud of you for taking your time because it can be hard.
Yeah, it can be, but it's also like there's beauty in just waking up and being like, what do I feel like doing today? How does my body feel? How does my mind feel? Oh, I'm just gonna go and run 2 hours on the trail and like chill and stop and, you know, walk if I need to and just enjoy it. There's so much beauty in that than being like, okay, it's Tuesday, I have to get up and go and do my K rep session and I have to hit these paces and be really rigid with it. So yeah, I'm trying to learn to be a little more patient and
That's good.
flexible, with myself.
I think I might have overdone it last week. While I was going through that time of feeling a bit low, I don't know. I think I probably pushed my body a bit too hard. Like I did this like massive ride up these hills, and like I think we rode for like 45, 50 minutes just straight up a hill, and it was massive. And it was really fun, but then the next day when I tried to run, I was like cooked, and then I was cooked for a few days. So I've just been taking it easy for the last few days, and then now I finally feel good again. So I ran this morning, did like 65 minutes, and I was telling Liz before I started to incorporate some hills. Like I haven't run hills in so long, so finally bringing back some hill running, and I love hill running, and Raglan is really hilly, so. It's going to be really cool to start to explore different parts. I've been running on, you know, a flat sort of 11K loop out and backs and around different areas for like a long time now as I've come back into running. So, yeah, really excited to add some different terrains and different hills and push myself a bit more that way. And then aside from that, I started doing speed as well. Like I did my first speed run. I did it with a friend who is absolutely flying at the moment, and she's visiting from Manly. So she was doing like 5 by 5 minute intervals, and I did my intervals. And one of my minutes coincided with one of her 5 minutes. So I just tried to sort of hang on to her for a minute, which was really fun. And then, yeah, I did like 30 seconds on, 90 seconds off, and then 45 seconds on. Minute 15 off, and then a minute on, minute off. I did that for 20 minutes. So just like playing around with it. Yeah, it definitely felt hard. I wasn't running, I don't think I was running that fast, but you know, it's a step in the right direction. And yeah, I was just like thinking while I was doing it, I was like, fuck, I've missed like running fast and like pushing my body like that. Cause like you can do it with cycling and stuff, but it's just, I don't know, something about running fast and like, yeah, feeling strong when you're doing it and stuff, which I wouldn't say I particularly felt strong on Tuesday, but like, yeah, I loved it and it was a huge step. And my Achilles is really good. It's like very mild at times, most of the time, just not there at all. So yeah, I'm feeling good. Excited to do some park runs. That's what I'm going to do, I think, for a while, maybe once a month. also. I'll do a park run, and then from there, I don't know, maybe target something end of year, early next year. I'm not in any rush. I just want to like build back and like enjoy running and like get into a good rhythm and stuff. So yeah, that's an update on my running. It's been going well.
I'm stoked to hear that it's going so well and you're like running like long runs again and doing your speed sessions as well. Do you find in that speed session, were you like watching your pace at all, or were you just like, I'm just going to run to see how I feel
Yeah,
and like not even look at my watch?
I've just been using like a timing device kind of thing. Like I don't even know the pace I'm running. I don't really look at my pace at all because I don't use a watch at the moment. I just run with my phone. I do track it though because I want it to come into Femi, so I can look at it. But no, I don't. I wasn't looking at it. So I have no idea what pace I was running, which is cool. So just see how, you know, I think that's good when you
That's
first come back from injury, hey, because it's like it's never going to be what you were doing. And so I don't really want to look at it and be like disappointed or anything. So I'll just like let it be what it be and just see what my body can do. And just use it as a stepping stone, you know, like another brick laid down, rather than yeah, worry about that too much.
yeah, I think so too. Even on Tuesday when I that K rep session, I knew I wasn't going to hit like the paces that I have been over the last couple of months. And rather than like looking at my watch and focusing on my pace, I just like got into a space of talking really positively to myself and just like focusing on like my form and just being like, quick leg turnover, like you can move your legs faster than this. Just like move your legs quicker, lift up your knees, like power from the glutes. Like I was literally saying all this stuff to myself as I was doing the speed session because it distracted myself from actually focusing on the pace and getting too consumed by what my watch was saying. And rather than doing K reps, I ended up doing 4 minute intervals. And I knew that like I'd be running slightly over a K. But rather than getting to the end of the K and looking at how fast I ran the K, I just got through the 4 minutes instead. So like I feel like it's a really good way if you're like struggling to, or if you're not feeling good on a day where you're doing a speed session or you're coming back from injury, it's just like rather than look at your pace so much, like focus on just getting through the time and feeling strong doing it. And that might mean you're running way slower than you're used to now with
I
it.
just had the joy of chatting to lots of the Femi queens who are Femi members and like loving the app and getting a lot out of it. I talked to like 15 of them, and a lot of them talked about running to time and how it's changed their whole perspective and made them do what's right for them. Because when they were trying to run, you know, a 10K, they would be obsessed with running, you know, 6 minute Ks for the 10K so that they can cover the 10K in 60 minutes. Whereas now they're just getting told to run 55 to 65 minutes from Femi, and they don't even look at the pace. They just are like, sweet, I just need to complete that chunk of time. And I guess that's the same thing as what you're saying. Yeah, like you can easily adapt a session that's going to put pressure on you by telling you to run 8 by 400 meters or something, and just do 8 by 2 minutes or whatever your 400 meter kind of time roundabout is. Yeah, so I love that you did that. I've definitely done that before too. I think I'll be sticking to time based intervals or tempos for a long time till I feel like maybe I can do some K reps or something.
Yeah, it's so interesting, eh? Because I feel like I always run to time. Like I've never followed a program, even when I was coached back in the day. My programs were never about like get through this distance. Even when I was training for marathons, it wasn't like you've got to get through 35K or you've got to get through 38K or whatever it is. It was always like run for 2 hours or run for 2.5 hours. And I've always trained that way. And then when I started coaching like 10 years ago, understanding that people didn't run that way, I like was like, why would you run to distance when every day you're going to feel different, you know? Like, particularly for women, not that I knew anything about female physiology in my own body 10 years ago, but like, I did think that's crazy that you're going to just like push yourself through a particular distance, you know, each day without considering how you feel or like the change in pace that you need to acknowledge as well. So, I think running to time. I'm really stoked to hear that it's like a game changer for women because it is something that I feel like I've always done and it's allowed me to like run sustainably and consistently and listen to my body even more. So
I've been coached to time as well, same as you, since like the beginning of my running experience. But like, if you imagine someone who runs like a, you know, 8 minute K's or something, like imagine being told go and run 35 K's, like you're going to be out there for like 5 hours or something. So that's why it's so important and powerful to run to time, because then it's just time on feet. Your body gets used to that rather than being like, I must complete this many K's. And it doesn't matter how long it takes me, but this is what I have to do. I think it, like, I don't know, it caters to a lot of a variety of different types of runners as well, rather than just like just the ones that can complete it quicker. So they're not absolutely annihilating their body during it.
Yeah. I love that you said that, time on feet, because I always talk about time on feet, and I have been running with my husband recently. I've got him training for a half marathon, and I taught him about time on feet. I was like, you just need to get out on the weekends. It doesn't matter how fast you're running. Just get through your long runs and run for a certain amount of time, because it's all about time on feet. And now when we're out running together and doing long runs, he's always like, TOF, TOF, time on feet. He's like so excited about it, you know. I'm like,
I can't wait to hear how he goes. But it's so true, you know, like you think about even further along the distance scale when you get into like ultra marathons and like people that run 100 Ks or something, like they're not out training 100 Ks, like absolutely not. Like their longest run probably be like 40, maybe 50 if they're like really fit or something. But like, yeah, you're never ever going to cover it. And like, same, I think we've had this conversation before, so I won't go into it too much, but like the marathon, you know, no one covers a marathon distance really, unless they're like the fastest of the fastest in the world. But yeah, it's just literally is just time on feet. Like your legs have to get conditioned to like the repetitive motion of running, or like, you know, the weight of your body going through them for so long. And that's how you prepare, rather than, you know, just being out there covering a set amount of Ks, irrelevant of how long it takes you. But yeah, I just wanted to make that point because I feel like people ask that question often, and it's a very fair question, because you, I guess it helps you with confidence, right? Like if you're going to run an ultra marathon, like you would want to know you can run that far. But like to do that, you would actually probably need like 4 weeks off running or even more. So yeah, it's a fine balance, hey, getting it right.
Yeah, it's all about like weekly mileage for those longer distances versus like one-off runs and what you can get through in one run. But it's all about, at the end of the day, it's all about time on feet.
I love that.
TOF. Awesome. All right. Well, that was a bit of a catch-up from us. We're excited to be back with you all. And next week, we're going to have a very special guest, so stay tuned for that one. But in the meantime, happy running, happy training. If you have any questions, get in touch with us on Instagram @femi.co. Thanks, Tess. We'll chat to you soon.
Thanks.